This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, right? Don't just be a listener. Don't just sit there nodding your head up and down like, you know, okay, yeah, this works for me. No, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you, again, just make sure that you're listening. And you're not just doing the tweet thing, right? I mean, seriously, it's so easy. So when you read your little tweets or what have you, I want to make sure that you really understand the truth about what's behind them. So don't just believe them because you see them and it sounds right or looks right or whatever. Right? Make sure that you're informed. Make sure that you have a clue. That's kind of where I'm at with all of this. I'm tired of some of my buds. I see them post stuff up on Facebook and other places. They go, oh, come on, you're making us look stupid because you're really not paying attention to what's going on. Anyway, we've got Susan Miller on the line from New York. Susan, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Joe.
Good. So you went down to the women's protest?
No, I was in, I just got back from Richmond, Virginia, Joe, on the Second Amendment
Oh, the Second Amendment one. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I got to tell you,
No, I was just going to say, it was very violent, I understand. I understand the pro-Second Amendment people were pounding on, right? I mean, it was just terrible, just a mess.
Oh my God, a bloodbath. I got to tell you, at least 100,000. And I have never seen so many wonderful, polite people with long guns and not one gun went off. No hothead people. Everybody was, it was wonderful. I mean, you know, it was like elbow to elbow and everybody's, excuse me, so sorry. Wonderful group. I mean, unbelievable. Of course, mainstream media, you know, they hyped it up where, oh my God, we're going to die, you know. It was amazing, Joe. I was so proud to be down there. And I got some good footage and some good interviews while I was there. It was amazing.
Good. Yeah, it is really funny. Yep. They did all the hype ahead of time, like you said. They made it sound like this was going to be a massive problem. Even went to the Virginia Supreme Court because, you know, there was a state of emergency declared by Mr. Blackface Governor because he was sure. Something in his crystal ball told him that there was going to be some violence there. But frankly, we don't do the violence. It's not on our side. It's never on our side, is it?
No, it's not, Joe. And isn't it ironic that the most of the crimes are done in the places where they don't have guns?
Yeah. Chicago, there's no problem in Chicago, is there?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. But we did, you know, I got to tell you quickly here, I really mean that. It was wonderful. And you know how they referred to the, you know, where you had to go up by the steps to the Capitol. The Capitol, of course, was enclosed with a, you know, a big iron box. And everybody's like, don't go in the kill box. The kill box? Yeah, because they were afraid they were going to get slaughtered. Uh-uh. Those steps were packed with patriots and people, and it was beautiful. Not one problem, Joe. Not one.
Wow. No, no. You
not
just,
one.
You must be lying. I'm sure there was something that was being hidden or covered up or whatever. Because you know that's what
God.
They believe. They just that's exactly what
yeah.
they believe. Mainstream media was putting it out there. And they're showing pictures.
Yeah.
I love the pictures they're showing. It's not the pictures of the large, peaceful crowd. They're up close and personal on some of these guys that had one or two guns on them, you know, that had all kinds of, you know, magazines. It was just great to watch what was happening.
Yeah.
And yet, no violence. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I know. Tucker Carlton. They would have some guy, Tucker Carlton tonight. You know, it was like, so, isn't that amazing? You know, it's sad because I'll tell you, you know, before we go here, and I know you're busy, you know, if they take away our Second Right Amendment to own guns, it's the right to bear arms in a proper manner. They'll take away our freedom of speech, and they're trying that, and I know you know that. We've got to get this country red. We've got to. What's going on in New York City now is crazy with the laws that are changed. You can go out and murder somebody and you get a bench ticket. You've got to go back before the judge. I swear to God, Joe, there's a long list of them. A long
well,
list.
Well, listen, Susan, you have to forgive me, but I think you've heard me on the tirade with New York, San Francisco, and so on, say, look, you vote these people in. I mean, how can I feel sorry for you? You vote de Blasio? Are we serious? You know, voting him in again.
I've got to tell you, you know, I'm from Boston originally, and I grew up in Maine, so I'm not a New Yorker, so forgive me. You know, I'm one of the smarter ones that never voted for those fools. But they'll moan and groan, and they'll vote him back in again. I mean, New York City is very dangerous right now. Very dangerous. I don't know.
Well,
it's terrible.
Crazy. Crazy. You know? Anyway, Susan, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time. And by the way, you know I'm from Boston, too, but I'm really from Boston. I grew up in the north end of Boston, not Framingham like some people who say they're from Boston.
Wow, dude. God bless you, Joe. Love to Tammy. Nice to
Thank
hear you.
You. Thank
Good
you.
Good night,
hon. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, there's so much, again, there's so much going on. There's so much happening that makes it really hard to keep up with. But real quick, Delta, that big, bad, nasty corporation, they're thanking their employees with 2 months' pay. 2 months extra pay. Because, you know, those big, bad corporations, they don't care about anybody. Don't you know that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about millennial issues from a millennial point of view. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome to Millennial Mondays, which is where I try to look at stuff from a young person's point of view, because frankly, us old folks, I don't think we remember what it was like to be young anymore. And today, they got more coming at them. It doesn't mean that they get away with more, or should get away with more, but they definitely have more crazy stuff coming at them. They have more professors or more liberal professors that they're having to deal with, liberal teachers. And I don't know how they do it. And unless you parents stay vigilant, unless you stay on top of this, you're going to lose. You're going to lose your kids to the left lunacy. So don't stop questioning them. Don't stop staying on, you know, the issues with them, and make sure they understand. Make sure they're up on the issues. Seriously. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Let's bring him on. Intern Nate is on with us, as he is every week, and trying to get a pulse on the young people, although it doesn't always work out for me, but I try anyway. Are you You connected there?
I think I'm connected this time.
All right. So listen, as your mom used to tell you, use your outside voice. We're not in the library. So
dear. Thanks.
All right. So listen, here's the deal. First off, you were in the studio when we played the piece about the kids on the college campuses, talking about whether or not that they should be able to get government loans or the government should pay for their school. What do you think? And what do you think those young people that you hang out with, what's their mindset on all of this?
Well, everybody's mindset would probably go, yeah, sounds like a great idea. Until they graduate college, and then they go, what the heck was I thinking? When they get that extra chunk taken out of their paycheck. Yep. Because they have to pay for their other freshman buddies that are now seniors. But with me, thinking like a 17-year-old, it sounds pretty nice not having to pay for my college education because someone who's kind enough to carry it.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it. Mommy and Daddy are paying for it. What's the problem?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to be the one to go out and get a student loan. I really don't know. I love this one student's quote. If I make my money, I kind of want to keep my money. That goes through all of our minds, one point of our life. Why, if I'm working like four jobs to at least scramble my butt through college, and then I get the message, oh yeah, hey Nathaniel, so student loan, you have all it all, yeah, so we're going to make that disappear for you, but on top of it, you're going to have to put an extra bit in the pot so you can make someone else's disappear. Everybody goes, sharing is caring.
Right.
Until it bites into their personal savings and they go, never mind, I don't care, so I'm not going to share.
So don't use the name of your teachers, but do you hear any of your teachers kind of push that? Do you hear any of your teachers kind of talk about how we should all be taking care of one another from that point of view?
So I had this one teacher on campus where she went through the whole equality thing, and then she went through all the... let's just everybody does the whole thing and let's care for everybody and everybody's a team. And then if you look at the class demographic she was working with, no one's a team in that class. Right. And it was just really, really confusing. No one in that class was a team. So I finally just said, you know what? This isn't a team. And those classes who don't work as a team, we don't get anywhere. So I kind of just requested an early transfer and got a nice job with digital design. So I'm over there being happy, pumping out things on the computer. But I said, this one teacher just, I was like, yeah, you know, caring for everybody. But, you know, I think it would be far more efficient of time and resources if you didn't have to pay attention to your students all the time, like watching them like a hawk. If they were more like,
but I think the more the question is when you go through your classes, when you're talking to your different teachers, or when they're teaching, do they tend to mostly be teachers that talk about or allude to those social issues that we should be helping others out more, or you should get free education, or
no, thank goodness. The majority of my teachers I deal with have been pretty straightforward. It's the, you don't work, you don't eat, so you gotta go get a steady paying form of financial stability and income, and you have to keep things going. One guy, he likes showing his hobby and love of blackjack on the side after he's done teaching, but he says it's only if you have a steady paycheck to support that habit. It's really interesting, and like all these teachers, I don't really hear that much about let's care for everybody and let's help everybody get over the college debt thing. And
then you're doing well in your place, because there's a lot of teachers that do teach that. They do push that. They do believe that we should all be each other's keepers, in that light.
Joe, right. I don't want you to be my keeper.
I'm no, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. That would be a scary thought.
But let's get to the story of the day, though, is Martin Luther King Jr.
I Yay! Mean,
all right, so do most of the kids or do any of the kids in your... I'm almost afraid to ask this question because I think I almost already know the answer to it.
You have every right to be afraid these days.
Every right. So are they been indoctrinated into believing, do they even know who Martin Luther King is?
Okay, both guys are just...
Let's start off there.
Isn't it that black guy that just was all about, like, civil rights and stuff? That's how it would go, literally. Off.
Wow.
Really. That's how it'd be. Isn't it that guy that was all for civil rights and he got shot on a balcony? That would be it.
That would break my heart.
That would be it.
If that was the extent of it, that would break my heart.
I Period. Mean, end of story.
Was there any conversation at school? Was there anything last week talking about why they even had today off and what the day was about and what he was about?
Nah, nothing. We were all trying to cram in David Thoreau's work of Walden's Pond. That was that's another thing I don't need to get on.
No, but I mean even this is just amazing to me because, you know, here's somebody, a nonviolent civil rights guy. I mean, I shouldn't say civil rights guy because it belittles who he actually was. But, you know, here's a man who fought for civil rights and knew that violence wasn't going to make it work or make a difference. And yet today the young people really don't understand what he was about. They really don't know who he is. And I think it's sad.
If you really want me to be way out there with you, Joe.
No.
Okay. If anyone hears the name Martin King Luther...
Martin Luther King Jr.
I get it mixed up. See, this is what happens. They would just look at it and go, oh, Rosa Parks, Ku Klux Klan, KKK, all have a similarity.
Wow.
That's how it would be.
That is scary that's the gist of it or the most of it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll have more after the break. That's right. It's Millennial Monday. Deal with it. Take lots of aspirin. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the impeachment trial gets underway Tuesday in the Senate, President Trump will be working in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with leaders at the World Economic Forum. His A-list team of attorneys will be putting on his defense in D.C. It remains unclear if witnesses will be called or if there will be a vote and the matter dismissed. The latest on where the Democrats who want to be president stand, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
According to a Focus on Rural America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, listen, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Not like I inundate you with this crazy stuff. One email a week. That's it. And you know what? And if you don't want the email and you want to be notified by text message, that's easy too. All you need to do is text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and I'll send out a notice before the show starts. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. All right, let's get back to the our Millennial Mondays, as I like to call it. Intern Nate is with me, and I love throwing stuff at him so that he can kind of, so you can get an idea of what the millennials are thinking. What are the young people thinking? What have they been taught? So, how are you doing, Nate?
It's quite interesting. You're watching alive. The world go round, round, round.
All right, so, you know, in today's gun world and everything's so bad.
You
and
said
all
a swear
stuff.
Word, Joe. You can't
I know,
say that.
I know. We
oh
can't say guns.
Gosh.
I
We're going to have the FBI knocking on the door.
I can't say guns. I got it. All right. So, but let me ask you. You got, so we've got this, I wouldn't even call it a protest. All right.
A demonstration.
A rally. Let's call it a rally in Virginia.
A rally.
Positive on guns, gun ownership. No violence, no anything.
Yeah.
What is the average young person's viewpoint on guns, on owning guns or having guns or what have you?
So, frankly, it doesn't come up a lot. Guns only come up. Guns right now, they're so stereotyped. The only time you'll hear kids talking about guns is when they're referring to sick actions of extenuations of humans' lives. It's like when they're killing other things.
Right.
And it's quite hilarious, but they, some teachers have started to play the idea, guns kill people.
What yeah. Is? I saw that today. Saw all those guns pop out of those backpacks and pop out of the holsters and start shooting people all over the place. It's just amazing. I don't know how to get away with it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You just okay. Right. The saying is, it's like you look at the mechanism that drops the firing pin into the round that sends the round down the barrel and into the person. That has to have some moving thing.
Somebody has to pull the trigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's not this deranged gun all by itself. At least I think so. But, like, I love it. After the whole thing is over, no one's hurt. No one's killed. No Washington police, like, no police cars have holes or burning or on its roofs.
Right.
No, like, shop windows have been vandalized. It's hilarious. They all start picking up the trash off the road after the rally's
over.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. They were all picking up, cleaning up after themselves.
I'm so proud of mommies these days. They taught their little children to be consistent little American citizens and clean up trash off the streets. Okay. I applaud them for that because they showed us they're mature and responsible. Liberals, Antifa, get your act together.
Well, it's funny, again, usually if they're somewhere, then what ends up happening is you got violence, you got broken windows, you got cop cars on fire, and the press totally ignores all of that. All right. But you live, the problem with you is you don't live in L.A., which is a good thing, but you live in a, and don't mention where you live, but you live in an area that's pretty conservative. It's got a lot of conservative people, and people want to be left alone, they want to live their lives, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, right now we've got a group of people, students, who say the Pledge of Allegiance is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, which I thought was hilarious when I first read this.
How is
it
incompatible?
Well,
when it's the basis off of your very livelihood.
The Undergraduate Student Congress claimed that the Pledge of Allegiance is incompatible with the Constitution's First Amendment as pledging your allegiance to the flag of the United States as one nation under God. That's the problem.
So because we're going to have to be 50 states underneath, I don't know, Allah? I don't know.
Well, no, you know what you do? I tell people all the time, if it's an offensive term, don't say it. It's that simple. Just don't use it. Right? I mean, how many times do you not say something you don't believe in?
Yeah, all the time. When people say vaping is good, I go, lips are sealed on that one. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, well, this is a senior at the college, Gabby Thompson, sponsored the
Why
revolution.
Does it always have to be college? Why? Like, why does it always come out of college? I never hear that about this on my high school.
Really? So you know, so these issues that you hear at the college level, you're not hearing any of this on the high school campus?
Heck no, we're just trying to get through it.
I believe that.
We're just trying to keep out, that vape culture. Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's getting worse, is my understanding, because now it's become taboo for sure, right? Now we don't want you to touch it. It's bad for you. It's dangerous. And so that kind of kicks it up a bit, so now I want to have it, right?
It's the popular rebel against what's normal thing. Again, you saw it happen in the 60s. Hippies, golly, they ruined the country.
And it's so bad because this is truly one of those things that is bad for you, and you can rebel all you want, and then all of a sudden you're sicker, you're really sick, and it's too bad.
Yeah.
It really is.
It just goes back to, we always have to muck things up.
That's true.
We always have to muck it up. We don't care what we do. It can be we can just take a white piece of paper that has nothing, we can call it art because it's so perfect and someone will just spit on it. And then it's called.
Well, we were talking about that earlier where I said that what was it? You were talking about the banana that they taped to the wall they were going to get all kinds of money for.
$120,000. An artist taped a banana to a wall, called it art. Funny thing is, someone ate the banana off the wall.
Yeah, pulled it up. That was the most expensive banana in history. But then, you know, a couple of years back, I did a story on they had Jesus on the cross, upside down, and a bottle of urine, and they were calling that art. So the left has gone out of control with this stuff, and it's just amazing to me how one man's art is another man's food, right?
Okay.
But you have
one man's trash is another man's gold.
Yeah. Well, but you have art, drama, whatever. You have art in school, don't you?
We don't have an art class, but we do have a musical theater class, which is questionable.
Yeah. Well, I always get a kick out of that when I watch what's going on campus and the plays they choose to live out and do. Always very questionable. It's almost like the most lewd plays are the ones that they want to do on a regular basis. It's really interesting to me, anyhow.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody accused me of something the other day, which I thought was hilarious. They said, as a quote-unquote conservative Christian, well, I'm accused of a lot of stuff, but I don't care. As a conservative Christian, I should be more open to taking in the refugees and the homeless and feeding and doing all this other stuff.
Why?
You know what? It doesn't work that way. First of all, It's you want me to compel the government to do it. I'm saying, no. I'm supposed to do it. You're supposed to. We're supposed to take care of people.
Okay, I'm going
to
stop you right there.
Well, wait a minute. No, hold on. Don't stop me anywhere. All right, the government is not supposed to do that. We are supposed to take care of people when they truly are in need. When it comes to the young people, the millennials, the wires, whatever you want to call them, it's really funny. When I talk to them, there's two schools of thought with them. What do you find with your group? I mean, are they saying, like, we're supposed to take care of these people?
So, one of my friends had the most genius saying ever. When I ever see someone asking for money or food, I just give them a list of all the possible places to go get a bed for the night, or all the possible places to get a job in the next month. And he says, here are your options. Good luck. May God have mercy on your soul. And I just go, that's awesome, because you're giving them options. But you're not giving them short-term solutions. You're giving them long-term solutions that can turn into a lifestyle of success if they take it.
Well, I think you need to be encouraged. We need to help people. You know, even Christ himself said, you know, don't just hand them a fish. Teach them to fish.
Yeah.
We need to teach people how to take care
monkey
of themselves.
See, monkey
get
do.
Out of their funk. And really get something accomplished. You know what I'm saying?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Well.
And all the evolutionists say we're not that far off from primates.
Right, right. We're going to go back to the monkey state. Actually, the proof is that somebody just ate a banana off the wall. And, you know, so we are headed back in
we're
that
We're always
direction.
Evolving toward perfection,
anyway.
I think.
So any kids on your campus wearing Bernie shirts? Come on, I got to know.
It's a bunch of malarkey. There's none of them.
No. Are there any, though, wearing them?
No, we don't care.
Okay.
We really don't care.
Wow.
And especially with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, I'm keeping up on things. I'm glad they're not on, those shirts aren't on campus.
No, I've seen kids at some of the high school campuses wearing, of all shirts, Bernie shirts, which I think is hilarious. So he's kind of like a, I wouldn't say a rock star, but I guess you're not really a rock star at his age. I don't know what you are.
Okay, Joe, they got burned.
Yes.
They got burned.
And they're looking to get it back, aren't they?
They got burned.
Yeah.
Start that fire, am I right? Yeah. Like, all I just say to that is...
So, do you have a government class at school?
Yeah,
you
we
go
have,
to school. I mean...
not today. Martin Luther Day.
No, so you got a government class at school. Is the government teacher talking at all about the impeachment process?
No, not that
really?
I'm aware of.
Wow. And this is just amazing because I get people send me emails from different schools, and it's one extreme to the next. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Be back, wrap up with a bunch of crazy stories.
See you guys later.
We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, be part of the conversation. And I don't care whether it's a Generation Y or Generation Z, Millennial, whatever. Get some input from these young people. Get a clue. You know what I'm saying? We don't get them like you think we get them. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so listen, remember all this stuff that went on in Puerto Rico, and they talked about the president not moving fast enough, and we were actually even making fun of the one mayor who was saying that she wasn't getting the help she needed when she was standing in front of pallets upon pallets of water and supplies. Well, guess what? She's under investigation now. And it isn't because of what Trump wants done. All right? They have found money, supplies, all kinds of stuff that she has hidden. Okay? You had the equivalent to the FEMA director down there. She was fired because she had a warehouse full of supplies, a warehouse full of things that the people needed to live and survive on, and they're still in there. So when Trump was saying the Puerto Rican government is very, very corrupt, he wasn't kidding. You know, and we've seen this over and over again. We have seen in Louisiana, right? Here you have the government's calling Trump calling Bush corrupt, and we find out they're corrupt. They were taking the money, the elected officials. So the same thing they consistently, isn't it funny when you look through this, the same thing they consistently approve or accuse us of doing, they're doing themselves. San Juan's anti-Trump nasty mayor is under investigation with the FBI for corruption. Right? Remember San Juan's, Carmen Yulin Cruz, I guess, who amazingly found time to get her anti-Trump t-shirts printed in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. Yep. This anti-Trump activist mayor used the people of Puerto Rico and their suffering to push her liberal activism and attack President Trump. Ironically, did everything in his power to help the people of Puerto Rico after the hurricane, and it turns out that Trump was right, and the widespread corruption is what kept the resources from getting those people. Are you hearing this or seeing this on MSNBC, ABC, CBE, EFG, HIJ? You know, you're not seeing it on any of the mainstream media because they don't care. It's really that simple. They don't care. And on Saturday, the people of Puerto Rico discovered a warehouse filled with millions of dollars worth of Hurricane Maria supplies. Right? They were hidden away. They were never delivered to the people who needed them. Why? Not so much because the government was making money off of these corrupt people, but to make President Trump and Republicans look bad. How would you do that to your people? You care more about your party, you care more about your power than you do about the people you're supposed to be governing. Shame on you. And I'll say something for the people of Puerto Rico and others, right? You know I do this all the time. Sorry, deal with me. Puerto Rico, New York, Chicago, D.C., you deserve who you vote for. I'm sorry. Do your homework. You don't want to be taken advantage of again? You don't want to be screwed again? Do your homework. And vote them out. You vote them out when they're not doing the work. I don't know, some states have recall. Do a recall on these people if they don't do the work. Stop being afraid of a Republican because of what you've been told. Do your own research. Find out how many towns and cities, major cities in the country, are being run by Democrats, been run by Democrats for decades, and are in the toilet. And again, I'll go right through them. San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore, D.C., Miami. We go through this whole thing. Now, Cruz and other members of her administration are under investigation for allegedly keeping supplies from reaching the victims of the hurricane that damaged much of the island almost a year ago. Why haven't they got them yet? There's no excuse. They have helicopters, they have tanks, they have Humvees, they have all kinds of ways to get these supplies out there. Why are these people still suffering? The FBI began their investigation into Cruz after Yadra Molina, a former member of Cruz's administration, in charge of a procurement, claimed in a February lawsuit that Cruz's administration retaliated against her for reporting these fraudulent acts. Molina claims she was punished for reporting the wrongdoing in her capacity as a private citizen, not as a public employee. She said other city officials allegedly took part in the scheme too, would bring business toward a supply company which paid the administration more than three times what the supplies were normally charged. Right, that's price gouging. You know, if anybody does that during a hurricane or storm or what have you, any private company does that, they go to jail. They can be brought up on charges. Not the administration stuff. Cruz has also been criticized for making the relief effort more about a public relations effort to boost her image rather than help the residents of the city. But this is nothing new. We see this kind of stuff on a regular basis, don't we? They do it and they don't get reported on. They get away with it. I mean, in these fake news media outlets, they're lying to the Democrats. And the ones that really hammered home that President Trump wasn't giving them what they needed, never going to happen. I can't even believe these words are going to roll off my lips. They owe him an apology. Not going to do it, though. We know that. This is why CNN's called fake news and those other places called fake news. Right? I mean, I don't have it. I should have pulled a clip up so you could at least hear it. But Don Lemon was one of those guys that, you know, he actually walked off the show the other day. Or a week or so ago, because somebody kept calling it fake news and putting it out there, and he didn't want to hear it anymore. When you make these mistakes, when you need to go back and correct these mistakes. You need to correct the misinformation, the misreporting that you've done. But they're not going to do it. They attacked him saying that Hurricane Maria was his Katrina. And falsely saying that he was not helping Maria victims because they were brown people. They won't fix that. There's no way they're going to go back and fix that. And you people in Puerto Rico, I mean, seriously, if you vote the same corrupt people back in again, you deserve what you get. Baltimore, if you vote in the same corrupt people, you deserve what you get. Chicago, I don't know if I should have any sympathy for you anymore. Get them out. Vote in people that will actually take a stand and make a difference. You were so excited, I think in Chicago, you voted in one of the first lesbian mayors you've ever had. How's that working out for you? And the New York Times, now what, they've given the nod to Amy Klobuchar and Warren? Right, two women? May the best woman win. I want to throw up. How about may the best person win? How about that? You want to talk about equality? I loved how you Democrats went through the roof and even Democrats of color who actually got in the bandwagon and saying how racist you guys are just hilarious. How racist your party is because it wouldn't back Cory Booker. It wouldn't back Kamala Harris. How about this? I'm going to give the Dems some credit. I know my Republican friends are going to puke. How about this, Kamala and Cory and others? How about they didn't vote for you, they didn't support you because you're lousy. You're lousy legislators. You played the race card to the point where it was distasteful for your own team. How about that? I believe that to be more the truth. I know plenty of Democrats love their party, want to keep voting for their party. They're tired of you guys playing the race card. But you can't figure that out. You keep telling me how smart you are. You keep telling me how much more woke you are and how much more educated you are. You know, if you really want true equality, stop talking about color. Stop talking about male, female, and the 68 other genders. And how about we start talking about voting in, working on, bringing forward the best person for the job. How about that? Okay? Just throwing it out there. I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're black, white, gay, lesbian, tall, short, fat, skinny. I don't care about any of that. Can you do the job? All right? The qualifier isn't the best gay person that can do the job, the best lesbian that can do the job, the best transgender that can do the job. No, no. It's the best person. Period. And the fake news? God, please. It was actually the corrupt government of Puerto Rico that harmed its own citizens. They hid the supplies to try to make President Trump look bad. When are you people going to go after them? And I don't mean that physically. You make sure they're brought up on charges. If you've got information, you get a hold of the FBI and let them know what you have. And you nail these people. Do not let them do it to you again. And I don't care if it's a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Declinist, whatever you have down there. Don't let them do this to you. Don't let them get away with it. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. I know you've got other choices. 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. Thank you. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.